Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands slipping up, say, say it like this, take the limit off.
Magnify the Lord with me, whom the Son he has redeemed. Clap your hands, rejoice and sing. You are Lord over everything. Magnify the Lord with me, whom the Son he has redeemed. Clap your hands, rejoice and sing. You are Lord of everything. I will bless the Lord. Bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord. Bless the Lord at all times. Hey, I will bless the Lord. Bless the Lord at all times. The Lord, bless the Lord at all times. For the Lord our God is great, perfect Lord in all your ways. God of glory, Lord of grace, Holy One, Ancient of Days. I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Come on. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne in prayer right now. Father God, we welcome you into this place. Lord God, have your way in this service on today, God. Do what you do in this place, God. Touch each and every person right now, God, that's watching this broadcast right now, God. Enter into their homes, God. Enter into their cars, wherever they may be, God. You also are there with them, God. Touch the musicians, the singers today, God. Touch the preacher who brings the preach word today, God. Have your way, God. Do what you do, God, and we will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We will bless the Lord in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our scripture text comes from the book of Matthew. The gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, starting at the first verse. Matthew chapter 2, starting at the first verse. Going to the 11th verse, Matthew 2, 1 through 11, and it reads, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem was with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus is the written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod," verse 7 says, "when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. When ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." Verse 9 says, "when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy." Verse 11 says, "and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." The word of God is already blessed. Amen.
Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Glory, glory, and all things give him glory. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, Jesus is worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. He is worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Welcome once again to this, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. We are so grateful and thankful that you have decided to be with us this day. Just a quick couple of announcements that we'd like to make, and we will continue with our worship service today. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our partners, our members and friends who have helped us to complete our brick restoration project on our Sims building. To God be the glory to the great work and great thing he has done. We are so excited, and we just have a little bit more to do on the sanctuary, but we are grateful that the lion's share of the work has been completed. It's amazing what the people of God can do when they come together and work together for kingdom building. Can I get some help somewhere up in here? We can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us and also directs and guides us. And we still have a little bit of outstanding debt to retire, and we will be doing that, but we just want you to know we appreciate all of you who have seeded in this effort, and those who are still thinking about it, there's still time. There is still time. We also want to say that we are still in the midst of our toy drive for the Bronzeville community. We are endeavoring to collect over 100 toys for the community that we will distribute. If you would like to participate, you can drop a toy off at our church Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Someone will be here between the hours of 9 and 1 to receive that toy. If you do not want to drop it off, you can donate money or funds to this effort. You can go to Text to Give to donate and notate in the section what you would like it to be given for. Also, you can go to the EbenezerBronzeville.org and donate that way. But we want to be a blessing to our community before we know that we are blessed to be a blessing. Is there an amen in the house? We also want to make mention that the services of celebration for one of our beloved members will be on. The name escapes me now. It's right on top of my head. Cora Watkins. Thank you so very much. Boy, wow. Sister Cora Watkins will be at Gatlin's Funeral Home on tomorrow at 10 a.m. The wake at 10:30, the funeral. Services of celebrations for Sister Cora Watkins. And then on Tuesday here at the church, there will be a wake for Brother Herman, Deacon Herman Grant, at 10 a.m. as well. And then there will be a private funeral at 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock. Please be mindful that we are only allowed 8 persons in our sanctuary for funerals per the city of Chicago. We are only allowed 8 persons. That's why it is a private service on Tuesday. Thank you, but we also want to make certain that as you come in, please be wearing your mask and please be prepared to have your temperature taken on Tuesday as well. I also want to say, as we are looking at the balance of this year about to run out, and we're all looking forward with eager anticipation to 2021, it has been a challenging 2020. And I think that we often have to pause just to say thank you to people who have worked and endeavored during this season in which we are living. I want to say thank you first to the media team that has been with us through this entire experience of the pandemic, who have been vital in making certain that we get the message and the music out of Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. So we want to just say thank you to Minister Dana King, Minister Dr. Dana L. King, and Sister Latanya Melton for their efforts and their work. They quietly go behind the scenes to make certain that this is happening, and it's happening with excellence. We've got a lot of wonderful reports on last week's production of our highlights of the Messiah. It was an incredible success, and we thank you for your efforts. I also want to thank the Hill family for the work that they have done to beautify our sanctuary for Christmas. To the Hill family and the team, whoever the team was that helped to really beautify this sanctuary. I wish you all could be in here to just experience the beauty and the grandeur of Ebenezer decorated for this season. We want you to know that you all have done a phenomenal job. And they didn't get paid for it. They're just a labor of love. And I promise them next year, not only will we have more bodies, but we're going to have a bigger budget, praise the Lord, to decorate Ebenezer even the more. Let us now continue with our worship this morning as we continue to give our best to the Lord.
I am.
worship the Lord with praise and sing. We will shout in all the earth that Jesus is our King. He deserves glory. He deserves honor. Sing hallelujah as we bless his name. For he is the great I am.
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 The great I am.
For he is 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 the great I am.
Holy. He's so holy.
Holy,
holy
is he.
Holy.
Holy.
Holy,
holy
is he.
Holy,
holy is he.
Is he.
Holy,
holy
is he.
Is he.
Holy,
holy
is he.
Is he.
Holy is the Lord our God.
Holy is the Lord our God.
Mighty is the Lord our God.
Worthy is the Lord our God.
Holy is the Lord our God.
Holy One, Ancient of
Days. Holy is the Lord our God.
Holy is the Lord our God.
Mighty is the Lord our God.
Worthy is the Lord our
God. Holy One, Ancient of
Days.
For he is the great I am.
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 We will worship the Lord with praise and sing. We will shout in all the earth that Jesus is our King. He deserves glory. He deserves honor. Sing hallelujah as we bless his name. For he is the great I am.
For he is the great I am.
For he is the great I am.
For he is the
one
great I am.
For he is the great I am.
For he is the great I am.
For he is the great I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is the great I am. He is the great I am. Come on, come on, wherever you are, put your hands together. I know you might be sitting at home and even sitting at the kitchen table, but you can go ahead and put your hands together because he is the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we want to go ahead and get you while you recognize that he is the great I am, because this is your opportunity to celebrate him in your giving. So here is the opportunity that you can play your role in our service. You've already heard the amazing news, but there is still work to be done. So come on and get your best gift in your hand. Get your best gift on your phone. However you choose to give, you can give it three ways. You can go right now to EbenezerBrownsville.org and hit the donate button, and you can give whatever God puts on your heart. If that doesn't move you, you can text to give. That's right, text whatever the amount is, and you can give that amount right from your cell phone. You can send that directly to us. Or if you want to mail it in or drop it off, you can go to 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60653. Amen. Just one quick announcement. I was going to try to tell it to the pastor, but I just confirmed before I got up here. Because we weren't able to run the 2018 version of the Messiah last week at 3 o'clock because of some technical difficulties. The file was humongous. However, we took a long time and we got it figured out, and that will air next Sunday at 3 p.m. So that we will air the 2018 Messiah next Sunday at 3 p.m. Amen. Come on, don't stop giving. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Thank you.
At this time, we move to a position and posture of prayer as we have our virtual altar call and lift the names that are on our sick list and those who are on our prayer list today. We are remembering the family of Sister Cora Watkins in her transition, and services of celebration there will be tomorrow. We're remembering Deacon Herman Grant in his transition and whose services of celebration will be on Tuesday. We're lifting in prayer Reverend James Thompson, Brenda Ramsey, Al Ramsey. We're continuing to pray for restoration for Sister Beverly Bogus. We're lifting in prayer Janie Burns, Carol Newman, lifting up a colleague, Reverend Pastor Mark Keller. We're lifting in prayer Shirley Anderson and Mary Sumter. We're lifting her in prayer today. We're lifting in prayer our country, our nation, and this world. Many of you who watched the television this morning saw the trucks rolling with the vaccine that was developed to fight COVID-19. And while those trucks started rolling today, and we are grateful for that, we still yet know that someone is literally clinging to life. And we know that there might be many more who will not get the benefit. And so as we celebrate the breakthrough and the opportunities, we remember those continuously, those who have been lost, those whom we will yet lose. We're remembering the families right now. And we are asking God to have mercy upon them. And while we are celebrating, I hope and I pray that we don't forget those of whom we have lost. We don't forget those families that will have an empty chair at the table this in a socially distant Christmas experience. That we not forget those who have had to say goodbye to loved ones in through YouTube and socially distant opportunities. We don't forget what they have gone through, what they are going through, and what some yet will still go through. And so we go to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we lift these names today before your throne of grace. And we ask, oh God, that you would have mercy on those who are sick among us. God, we lift up those, all of those persons that have been impacted by this dreaded disease that we have experienced these past 10, 11 months. God, we speak comfort right now into the lives of families and friends whom we have lost this year. Some because of the pandemic, others because of other circumstances. We still recognize, oh God, that this is a difficult and challenging year because we can't hug and hold and visit like we used to. And so, God, we're lifting them up right now. God, we're lifting up those persons who have still been without work or employment, oh God, all of these months. Those who have lost their homes and lost businesses, oh God, we lift them up today, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy. And God, for those of us who have still been able to make the ends meet, we thank you, oh God, that you have sustained us. And we ask, oh God, that you will instill in us, oh God, a desire, a willingness, oh God, to be a blessing to someone else, even in this season that we're living in, oh God. God, we lift up our church today. We lift up its members, our partners, our friends who are supporting us on this journey. God, we thank you, oh God, for 118 years of ministry, 118 years of saving souls, 118 years of proclaiming the matchless miracle of Jesus the Christ. We ask and pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless Ebenezer, oh God. That you will give us the increase, oh God. And as we plan and as we are making preparations for 2021 and the new things that will happen, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you will bless our efforts. For we know, oh God, that we cannot be as we once were. God, we can't go through this experience and be the same. We have to go forward, forward in your love. Forward as you lead us and guide us. God, all of our lives have been impacted and changed and adjusted. Our institutions have been impacted and have had to change. God, we're saluting the past, but we're looking forward to the future. Because we declare that you have great things in store for us here at Ebenezer. God, thank you for this service. We pray, oh God, something that may be said, something that might be uttered, oh God, will speak to the needs of those who have gathered online in faith. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. For this is our prayer. This is our plea. Believing that you hear us and that you will answer indeed. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. and all of God's people on Facebook Live, those who are watching, said amen, amen, and amen.
I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to take the time to say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to let you know today.
Made our way to worship and adore him in worship. He's worthy of the praise. I don't know, but I believe if If you're watching right now, if you know that the Lord has done something for you that you know that you could not have done for yourself, you need to give him an offering of praise right now. I can't see you or hear you right now, but you need to give him an offering of praise, because I can declare, we can declare that despite everything, he's brought us a mighty long way. We are still yet here. I love you, Jesus. Worship and adore you because you're worthy of the praise. Hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah in this place. We want to thank Sister Harris for your angelic voice, for your lending your gifts and your graces to Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. And let me go on and say, I'm going to take pastoral privilege and say, you are welcome anytime. Anytime. You have a standing invitation here at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. And I want to thank also Brother Eric Hill, who has faithfully been here Sunday after Sunday, standing in the gap, exercising his gifts, sweating through it all, worrying about it all. And I just want to say to you, my brother, don't worry about it. Just let the Lord use you, because you have gifts and grace that he wants you to use for his glory. So I want to say thank you, because you have indeed stood in the gap during this season. And again, to the entire music ministry, for all that you continually and consistently do for the glory of God. I have to admit today that I feel a little, some kind of way, because we near the end of the year and so many things have happened, so many things have transpired. A good friend of mine said that the yoke of ministry weighs heavy. And I just want to thank Ebenezer for your continued support and prayers. I want to thank our Deacon Mayberry, who, again, yet is here Sunday after Sunday praying for his pastor. I appreciate that you have the forethought and the consciousness to know that the shepherd needs to be lifted too. I thank you. I thank you for our ministry of trustees, for all the work that they're doing, sometimes feeling that it's hopeless and challenging, but yet staying faithful and committed. I thank the chairman for his unwavering support and for what he is doing for the glory of God. I don't want to spend a lot of time, because I'm in this season of Advent, and as we prepare for Christmas, we talked last Sunday how important it is that we really need Christmas this year. We really need Christmas this year as a reminder of how awesome and how powerful God really is. And so as we look at this second Sunday that we're going to look at in Advent, I just want to read back into your hearing the last verse, that last 11th verse of the Gospel of Matthew, which says, "As when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." I want to talk just for a few minutes on the subject, the gift nobody wants, the gift that nobody wants. One of the commonalities of having children that all of us have experienced and some yet experience now, one of the very first questions that come out of the mouths of our children is why. Whenever my kids would ask that question, sometimes I would have an immediate reaction to a time that has long since passed when I asked the same question of my parents. Why? And as I remember their reaction, I just was amazed that my reaction was similar. I, like them, recoiled when my kids asked the question, why? And one of the questions they often ask the why to is, why do I have to share? When I say you need to eat your vegetables, the question comes back, why? Or why is the grass green? Or why do I have to say I'm sorry? Or why do I have to do what you tell me to do? Y'all know the universal response of parents, because I say it so. But in this season, as we go through this pandemic and as we are preparing for this season, we need to be crystal clear why we celebrate this holiest of times. We are born with a desire to know the reason behind what we are doing and why we are celebrating Christmas. It's interesting to see and hear some of the reasons people offer when they tell others what Christmas is all about. The basic reason we offer Christmas gifts to each other is to honor and to reflect the only perfect gift ever offered, the gift of God through a Bethlehem baby named Jesus. That's why. The whole meaning of the Advent season prior to Christmas is this. It is a gift that a gift from God is on the way. There's a story told about a missionary in Africa who was teaching his students about gift giving at Christmas. On Christmas morning, one of the Africans brought the missionary a seashell of lustrous beauty. When asked where he had discovered such an extraordinary shell, he said he had walked many, many miles to a certain bay, the only spot where such shells could be found. The teacher thanked him and said, it was wonderful for you to travel so far to get this lovely gift for me. The African's eyes brightened, and he responded, long walk, part of gift. We put a lot of thought into our choices of gifts. Most of us spend weeks putting together our gift lists. We try to come up with that perfect gift, the one that will please the recipient the most. We watch our children get caught up in the TV commercials onslaught as they formulate their own opinion on what will bring them the greatest joy. I remember my youngest, Kennedy Rose, would start early in September, right after her birthday, formulating her list to be sure that mom and dad did not forget any of those things she desired. Too many of us spend beyond our financial means just to put that special gift underneath the Christmas tree, all because we love them that much. But in this story, in this text that was read, we see that the wise men brought gifts too. The wise men brought Jesus special gifts. There were three gifts in all, and you know what they brought. They brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And when we look at the gifts, we understand that the gold was a welcome dowry for such a poor working class family as Mary and Joseph. Frankincense was an expensive oil used only in the temple for sacrificial offerings and to anoint the priests. This too would have been a welcome gift, though its full significance may not have been immediately understood. But the third gift, the myrrh, is a peculiar gift. It would have been quite surprising. I'm not talking about the surprise you tried to create under your own Christmas tree. No, this would have been a different type of surprise, more like getting coal in your stocking. You see, what you need to understand, beloved, myrrh was an embalming oil for the dead. Of the three gifts that Jesus received, the gift of myrrh was the gift that no one wants. Though it was a precious and expensive spice from the Orient used to anoint priests as well, its more common use was to embalm the dead. It was the custom of the Romans to mix myrrh with raw wine and offer it to those who were condemned to die on the cross. Its sedative properties made it an act of mercy. But for a newborn child, just beginning life, it was a strange and unwanted gift. It's kind of like giving someone who just had a baby a cemetery plot at Evergreen Cemetery. I wonder where were Jesus' parents shocked by the implications of the gift of myrrh? Did they understand and realize the symbolism in this gift that nobody wanted? Were they cognizant of the dual purpose of this expensive gift? Did they understand the meaning of the gift that this baby was born to die? Born to die. I don't know about you, but we like our Christmases to be filled with gold. A gold Christmas is a Christmas filled with lots of expensive gifts and lots of money. There's the Visa gold and gold MasterCard and American Express gold all waiting to help us to put presents under the tree. We buy gold rings and gold watches and gold bracelets and gold neck chains. Gold is a symbol that we've gone all out for that special someone. We like frankincense too. Those are the ones filled with the activities and things we like to do, especially events that remind us of God and Jesus. A frankincense Christmas promotes the spirit of Christmas. Before this pandemic, we would go to parties and plays and performances. We'd go see the Nutcracker. New Yorkers would run to Radio City Music Hall to watch the Rockettes kick. Family would gather around the TV to watch Christmas specials. We would sing Christmas Carol and watch movies like Ben-Hur and King of Kings. We listened to Christmas CDs and old tapes of Bing Crosby Dreaming of a White Christmas. Or we hear Nat King Cole's Chestnuts roasting on an open fire and Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Or for those of you who are a little bit more modern, we lip sync that old favorite, "This Christmas, Hang All the Mistletoes." I'm going to let you get to know you better this Christmas. And that will be the Donny Hathaway version, not the Chris Brown copy. And then sometimes we get silly and we hear songs that tell us all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. On Christmas Sunday, the whole world seems to have a compulsion to go to church out of tradition. That's a frankincense Christmas, a traditional Christmas. Yes, gold and frankincense Christmases are welcome because they are fun. But let me tell you this morning, a myrrh Christmas is not fun at all. A myrrh Christmas is filled with the stench of suffering. It's filled with the aroma of despair. A myrrh Christmas is filled with the odor of death.
Some of us will have a Merry Christmas when we remember the loved ones we have lost this year. Some of us will have a Merry Christmas because we are sick or shut in or even alone. Some of us will have a Merry Christmas because we've just come through a nasty divorce or lost our job or wrecked our only means of transportation. Unfortunately, a Merry Christmas happens all too often. Why should there be any Merry Christmas at all? Wouldn't it be better to suspend all this suffering and death from Thanksgiving right through the new year? That would be a great way for God to show his power and demonstrate the love of the season. After all, isn't that what Christmas is all about? Why not eliminate that third king and just have the two kings in the manger scene bearing just two gifts, gold and frankincense? But I hear the voice from heaven saying we must have the third king. The historic writings of Josephus records that the third king was named Caspar. You may find him particularly interesting when I tell you that according to tradition, Caspar represented the dark-skinned people of the world. This African king is the one who presented Christ with myrrh, the gift that nobody wants. God gave this black king the honor of presenting the only begotten Son of God with the gift of his legacy. Through his gift, the black king was revealing that Jesus was born to die, but better than that, he was born to save. That gift of myrrh represented all the evil Jesus would have to face. The ridicule and the rejection, the spit and the sword, the anguish and the agony, the thorny crown and the cross. Wrapped up in this gift were all the warnings of the sufferings that were yet to come. We may have many explanations as to why evil exists in the world, and there are many. Some explain that evil is just a perversion of the good. Some say that evil has to exist in order for us to appreciate and recognize good. Some would dare to say that God ordains evil, even though he is all-powerful and all-loving. Some say this world is a training ground and a test for all human beings, and they believe that evil is just a part of the test. But none of these explanations are very comforting when you are going through a Merry Christmas. What is comforting is that we see Jesus, the precious baby being presented with myrrh. It lets us know, people of God, that God could have stayed in heaven aloof and unconcerned with our sinful condition. He could have issued a pious platitudes and cliche therapies from his throne, but instead God chose to dispatch himself in the form of his only begotten Son and showed up in a manger. Look at that manger today. There is no explanation of evil there. Instead, we find Jesus willing to endure the same kind of suffering and evil that we encounter in our life. He lost his earthly father, Joseph, when he was a young man. He suffered the loss of a close friend in Lazarus. He suffered the pangs of poverty and the pain of misunderstanding and the loneliness of rejection and the injustice of a mock trial. He suffered the physical pain of crucifixion, and all this he suffered for you and for me. We would like to keep the myrrh out of Christmas, but we have to learn to take the bitter with the sweet. And how do we do it? We follow the example of the baby in the manger, Jesus. I can hear the songwriter saying, Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till this day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Sooner or later, myrrh will invade your Christmas. It won't overpower you like the scent of some cheap perfume. It will be mixed with some pleasant odors of Christmas scents like Christmas cookies and sweet potato pie, scents like pine trees and reefs, scents like turkey and dressing and chitlins. But every now and then, you'll catch a whiff of myrrh. You will remember, beloved, your loved one who is no longer with you. You'll think about that person who is too far from home to celebrate with you. You'll think of your health or your unemployment or your empty pantry. If you breathe in deeply, you can smell the myrrh even now. You can smell the stench of homelessness and hunger. You can smell the stench of unemployment and disenfranchisement. You can smell the stench of wars and rumors of wars. You can smell the stench of 50 million people without health care. You can smell the stench of ridiculousness going on in Washington. The smell of myrrh in our lives reminds us of the harshness of life. But the myrrh in our Christmas also reminds us of the great opportunity for meaningful ministry. What do you mean, preacher? Well, if you had an opportunity, you could set an extra place at the table this year for a lonely senior, but we got to socially distance. But maybe you can take a hot meal to someone under Lower Wacker Avenue. Or maybe you can give a word of encouragement to someone who's in despair. Perhaps your meaningful ministry can be showing compassion for someone who's struggling in between paychecks. Or perhaps you can pray for soldiers and sailors, airmen and marines, separated from their families. Lend a listening ear to someone who's walking through the valley of the shadow of death. If you are experiencing a myrrh Christmas, I know what you're going through. For my own Christmas celebrations have been mingled with myrrh. But I also know that Jesus was present then as he is now, telling you and I that Christmas is not complete without the myrrh. A gold and a frankincense Christmas may be a lot of fun, but it misses the most important element of the Christmas celebrations. It's missing the Savior, crucified and risen. No matter what kind of Christmas you're going through, Jesus is with you. Jesus loves you and Jesus cares all about you. In your myrrh condition, you are experiencing what those who concentrate on gold and frankincense will never be able to comprehend, that Jesus is with us. Maybe that's why Matthew places so much emphasis on Jesus as Emmanuel, because Emmanuel means God is with us. Jesus is with us to share our myrrh experience. We have learned that this year, have we not? This pandemic has taught us he is our well in the midst of a wilderness. This has taught us that he is our light in the midst of darkness, our refuge in the midst of stormy. This has taught us that he is our feast in the midst of famine. He is our oasis in the midst of a desert. This has taught us that he is our diamond in the midst of the dust. He is our song in the midst of our sorrows. He is our lamb in the midst of wolves. Myrrh may be the gift that no one wants, but it is the gift that everyone needs. I'm so glad that God knows what you need. I said he knows what we need. If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So thanks be to God, God sent us a Savior. Oh, thou tellest good tidings to Zion. Oh, thou that tellest good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voices with strength. lifted up. Don't be afraid. Behold your God. Arise and shine, for the light of the world is come. Ebenezer, beloved family members, behold your God. The word of God for the people of God, and all of God's people said, amen. At this time, we will open the doors of the church. It's an opportunity for you to make your commitment to the Lord. We thank God for the one soul that joined via Facebook last Sunday. We are looking for that yet again this Sunday. And back in the day when we would be able to be here in person, you would come down those aisles and you would give me your hand and give the Lord your heart. Since we are socially distant in a pandemic, we're just inviting you to just a chat or put in the comment section your name, your email address, and we will follow up with you. One of the members of our staff or one of our deacons or our church clerk will follow up with you. But we want to extend an invitation to you to join with us here at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. The doors of the church are open. You may come based upon Christian experience. You may come as a new convert, whatever it is, however you want to come, you can come now. And when we have had this pandemic is in our rearview mirror, we will welcome you into the fellowship of Ebenezer in person as soon as we are able. Is there one? Is there one today? The doors of the church are open. God will take care of you. We are continuing our worship next Sunday. We have a special service scheduled for next Sunday. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience. Please invite your family members and your friends to join us next Sunday for a special Christmas service. We also want to make mention that this coming Wednesday is our Bible study and prayer time. This will be the last prayer and Bible study for the year. As we will go on Christmas break, and we will resume in January. So all of those of you who have been in Bible study, those who have driven by Bible study, and I mean that electronically, we invite you to join with us on Zoom this coming Wednesday at 6:15 for prayer, and then at 6:30 as we go into study. We are just so grateful for this opportunity to teach God's word through Bible study and have this season of prayer with you. And as we are planning and making preparations for 2021, we have some wonderful topics that we're going to look to address in 2021 as we seek to grow as a faith community. And then the last Sunday of the year, the fourth Sunday in December, we're going to have incorporated in our worship service, we are going to pause in the midst of our worship service and honor and celebrate the lives of those members of our faith community that transitioned this year. We want to pause and remember and reflect. Many of them, we were not able to have the traditional experience of a funeral service in this facility, but we want to pause, and that'll be the last Sunday of the year. I know that our media team is working on pictures of our members who have transitioned. And if there are partners or family friends of Ebenezer that would like their name of their loved one to be remembered, I ask you just to email it to us, email it to the church. We may not be able to put their picture, but we want to at least have their name if you have a loved one or a friend that you might want to have remembered the last Sunday of the year. And we will call the names of those of our faith community who have transitioned. We know there's power in calling the name of those whom we lost, because when we call their name, they are yet still alive for us. Can I get some help somewhere? We have to call their names. Call their names, say their names to celebrate the impact they have had in our lives. We thank God for you continuing to be a part of this worship service, and we pray that God blesses you real good. Now let us receive our benediction, and now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you before his Father with exceedingly great joy, to the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Praise to the King of Kings, for he is the King of Kings. For he's King of Kings. Praise to the King, for he is the King of Kings. Even praise to the King, for he's the King of Kings.
Yeah.